have 2 days left. So a couple of years ago, we made into a little tradition, the last Sunday of every year, we want to do some prayer, right? So we want to pray for you. We want to have the church pray together. So today, the message is going to be very short, but a big chunk of this day, we want to use it for prayer. So at the end, we're going to actually have pastors and elders want to pray for every one of you guys. So have you guys come down and receive prayer before the year ends and as you head into the new year. So that'll be this special Sunday. For me, as I was thinking about this Sunday, as I was reflecting upon 2019, I mean, it's been an amazing year. You know, God is always good. God is always faithful. But a few things that came to mind. So I'm just going to share with you just three things I feel like God has taught me regarding also just reflecting upon our theme this year, which was faith forward. Then we'll just head into prayer, head into time of prayer today. So can we get the Bible verse up? This was our theme verse for this year. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was 2 Corinthians, actually chapter 4, 16 through 18, focusing on 18 was our theme verse. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen. This is the word of God. I hope that it's been a good year for you, for everyone here. I remember starting this year, 2019, January, launching the vision service, the first January kickoff service, and talking about faith. And we preached, we shared, hey, let's really dream big this year. Let's really go and just tap on God's goodness and go after the unseen. Go after things that God has in store for us this year. And I wonder how this year panned out. Remember, we used to have the prayer board. You remember the first like 2-3 months, we had a prayer board, and like, you know, I would love to hear even for some of you how that some of your prayer topics have gone this year. Some of you maybe answer prayers or whatnot. But you know, for me personally, a couple of things I learned. One thing is that I learned faith, growing in faith, learning about faith, it was hard. Right? Faith is hard. Fading is hard. And I was feeling through this, it's like, wow, why is it so hard, God? Because part of it is, and I think this is one thing I learned, is that I cannot generate faith, right? Faith is not effort. Faith is not like yelling or more, you know, coming before God in a louder voice. That's not what faith is. But faith, first and foremost, has to really do with the Lord, the object, right? The person on which I place my faith upon. And as God taught me this year about more about faith, it was more about learning more about Him and His goodness, His faithfulness over me. Right? Then as I grew in learning about His character, who He is more, I think that's when I learned to grow in faith. So regarding this theme and this faith, three things, okay? I'm just going to go straight, three things that we'll pray. One thing is, number one, I learned this year often, God taught me and God spoke regarding faith, regarding who He is, definitely through the community. Again, that was one of the biggest things that I learned, the power of community over again. There were many times I felt like this year, even more than my personal prayer life or studying the scriptures, God actually spoke to me through you, through the community. And I don't know if some of you know this, what this, you know, this means, either through your FGs or moments with your friends or as you're sharing or in a prayer group, prayer meeting or certain mission trips or ministries, the power of community, power of His people coming together and humbly, honestly, in the state of our brokenness, just completely being vulnerable and sharing. Many times, so often throughout this year, I felt the Lord really speaking to me in and through us, through the community. And that's one thing definitely I learned. Today, verse 16, Paul is writing, again, to the Corinthian church. And interesting that I see here is he says, therefore, I do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Slight thing. Sometimes we don't pick it up. But Paul, again, is understanding it is always about us. In the New Testament, it's about the church. It's about the God, it's about the community of God, the people of God. As we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, as people confess and come together, we are the church. We gather, we become the church. And we sometimes often become the voice of God together. And I pray for that. I pray that also for many of you here, many of us here, 2019 was a growing and learning regarding the power of community all over again. I hope that you have been blessed through your small groups, FGs, through different pockets of ministry, teams, areas of connection. Definitely cohorts. I know a lot of you guys went through cohorts. Had a great, blessed time this year. But hopefully the community really spoke and taught you also regarding faith. Yeah, that's number one for me. Number two, second thing I learned was definitely faith. Again, faith is hard, but only when, I think, when we taste the difficulties and the challenges of faith or fading, that's when I think faith becomes real. Meaning, in the Christian faith, nothing is easy. Nothing was meant to be easy. I mean, think about it. The life of Jesus, what happened to him? He got nailed to a cross. It's suffering. It's walking a life of really real denial. It's allowing the Lord to come and continually showing us the true self of who we are. And those things are difficult. Many things we don't want to face. Many things we don't want to acknowledge. But the reality of who we are, our brokenness, our true state of where we are, those things are difficult. Yet when we begin to really face them, when we begin to place our faith in those areas under God, that's when we grow. That's when things really begin to move and change. Or anything meaningful that needs to happen comes in and through those difficulties and challenges. Again, today, Paul is talking to the Corinthian church, and he says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Okay? He's acknowledging, you know what? Life is going to be hard. Definitely there are difficulties, moments, sufferings. I mean, this year, 2019, it was an amazing year. Faithfulness of God all over, every moment, every pocket. But when we just see it through the human eyes, was it an easy year? No. You know, often as pastors, we journey through different life stages with the congregants, right? And I'm sure Pastor John and all the pastors could testify, but this year, we've been to many funerals. We've been to many prayer meetings where people are praying for those who are sick. We've been to many settings in which marriages were falling apart. Different counseling sessions, differing just difficult life stage challenges. And as pastors, we've been there. But also the joys. Many, 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 many births. Okay? So many babies just popping out everywhere. Marriages. They're just great, great things also. But that whole holistic, just this part of life, it's like that. The good and the bad, the ups and the downs, and it was all part of it this year, 2019. But through it all, again, once again, God is good. God is faithful. And today, Paul is testifying, whatever the state you are, stages you are, difficulties especially, challenges, these are troubles, and that is doing something for us. It's achieving for us an eternal glory that one day you're gonna go before the Lord, and you're going to look back, and it's going to far outweigh everything that we're going through right now. The time is coming. This is not it. Right? This is not it. What we see, again, there is something unseen, something grander, greater that is coming. And one day, we're going to stand before the Lord, And when they even reflect back on this season, that is so difficult and slow and challenging. And yet we're going to know, wow, even those difficult moments and seasons has done something for us. There's nothing compared to what is coming. So that's one thing I learned. Fading was hard, but in those difficult moments, that's when I felt like there was most change, most movement. Right? When we're desperate, that's when I pray the most. When things were actually hurting and painful, that's when I knew that I was nothing without the sufficiency of God. So I hope that's one thing I learned. I hope that another part of faith that all of us, we got to learn this year. The last thing is, again, it's the goodness of God. And I just want to close with this, and we're going to spend some time in prayer today. God is good. Amen? God is good. Amen? Amen? I pray for that. I hope that it's not just like a saying that we say, but at a certain level, I pray for his goodness, his faithfulness to come in and through the real deeper part of who we are, and we could rest there. Right? I mean, outwardly, again, situations, seasons, difficulties are real. Death is real. Sickness is real. It happens. But overall, the bigger scope of who God is, his faithfulness over us. I mean, today Paul is again writing, these things one day we're going to go before glory of God, and he's going to outweigh them all. This is nothing what we're going through, and compared to what is coming. God is doing something. He's shaping us, moving us, and his kingdom, when we get to come before the Lord, this is nothing. It is coming. That's why he says, so fix your eyes. Not on what is seen, but what is unseen. And that is faith. We're not just focused on things that are temporal and what we see and the difficulties and challenges of this season and this life, but we see and we hope and we long and we place our faith in what is unseen, what is still not there yet, but we know it's coming. So I believe in it, I stand in it, and I have faith in it. It's going to come. Because why? Because ultimately God is good. God is faithful. His goodness comes after us. He is good. He's perfect. And he loves us. He favors us. There's more that is coming. And even this year, 2019, again, we are not 100% sure what kind of year it was for you. But in the bigger scope of things, he is good. He is faithful. It is a good year. Because we're going towards closer and closer to the end that is coming. So today, as we pray together, a few things we're gonna give you guys a couple of corporate topics as a community here at New Mercy. We want to pray together as we finish out 2019. Then at the end, we're gonna have pastors and elders have four stations up here, and we want you to come out, come down, and receive prayer. Receive prayer by one of the pastors and the leaders. Then you could just exit out. Okay, that's how we're going to end the service today. So I want to ask the praise team to come, and I think we're going to sing. We're going to sing our last response song together. Can we begin to just come before the Lord, if we could? Bow our heads, and let's rethink through 2019 as we think about this year, God's goodness over us, and the ways that he has really spoken to us. Can we begin to just take some time in reflecting and meditating this year? Then we'll throw out some corporate topics as a community we could pray together. Then we'll close today. So let's pray.